Washington Post slammed for likening Roe v. Wade reversal to a 9/11 attack on America's social fabric. By Joshua Klein on May 15, 2022. The overturning of the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling would be a 9/11 attack on the country's social fabric, according to a recent Washington Post piece arguing that such a move on the part of the destructive Supreme Court would devastate Americans. In an essay published in the Washington Post on Friday, titled Roe's Impending Reversal is a 9/11 Attack on America's Social Fabric, Post columnist Dana Milbank warned of the radical change to society that Justice Samuel Alito and his co-conspirators are poised to ram down the throats of Americans. Their stunning action might well change the course of the midterms, but more importantly, it is upending who we are as a people, he wrote. Calling an overturning of the landmark abortion case a shock to our way of life and the social equivalent of the 9/11 attacks, which shattered our sense of physical security, or the crash of 2008, which undid our sense of financial security, Milbank claimed the effects will be far-reaching and long-lasting and something Americans are unprepared for. There is simply no precedent for such a court-induced shock, he wrote. Claiming that Americans are riled, Milbank also expressed his hope that voters will punish Republicans in November for this assault on Americans' freedom. In response, Twitter users blasted the attempt to equate the move to protect unborn children with the infamous attacks by Islamic terrorists that killed nearly 3,000 innocents and wounded more than double that number. Comparing saving 630,000 lives per year with the murder of 3,000 in a day is probably the most asinine and insulting take I've ever seen on Twitter. And that's saying a lot, wrote author Jennifer Greenberg. You should apologize to the families of 9/11 victims for using their loved ones' deaths for propaganda, she added. Or, and follow me on this, it's not remotely comparable to 9/11 and you're a disgusting hack for suggesting it, wrote radio host Joe Cunningham. I'm not reading this nonsense, but just impressed he didn't invoke slavery or the Holocaust in the headline, wrote conservative writer A.G. Hamilton. Sending it back to states so voters and legislators can decide is just like killing 3,000 people on September 11th. Do you hear how stupid you sound? Asked one Twitter user. Washington Post, ladies and gentlemen. Preventing the killing of children is terrorism, another user wrote. The Post essay comes in the wake of the recent leak of a draft opinion that signals the U.S. Supreme Court is ready to overturn its decision in Roe v. Wade. The leak was seen as unprecedented in the court's modern history. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.